She had the Motown sound before Motown was Motown. R&B singer Freda Payne had the hearts and minds of a generation with hits like Band of Gold and Bring the Boys Home. Now she's back with her signature sound. With a run at Feinstein's at Lowe's Regency in New York City, she'll be giving classic standards a new twist, performing hits made famous by jazz legend Ella Fitzgerald. But before Freda hit it big, she was a late-blooming child. She talked about her beginnings with me here at NPR West and said that until the age of 12, there was one teensy thing that was keeping her from her destiny in the spotlight.
I didn't even know I had a talent. And it was my piano teacher at the age of 12 who brought it out, who discovered that I had a voice. And it was merely by accident. You know, every year we have a piano recital. So in preparation for the forthcoming recital, Mrs. Johnson said, "Frieda, I want to hear your voice. I want to test you, audition you to be in a group, to be in an ensemble of six people to sing a song at the recital." I said, "Okay." So she started playing and started having me test my voice. And she says, "Frieda, you have a lovely voice. You know what? I want you to do a solo." And then after that, at the recital, my mother invited all her friends, you know. And afterwards, they just came flocking around and said, "Oh, we didn't know you could sing like that." And then I started to enter talent contest. That's what did it. It gave me more confidence. My confidence began to build because I started winning.
You admit that you have been known as an R&B singer and a pop singer, but never really known as a jazz singer, although that's been a well-kept secret all these years. Your first album, however, was in fact a jazz album, After the Lights Go Down Low. And I'll be needing you so after the lights go down low. So now you have this new show and this tribute to Ella Fitzgerald. My question is, why didn't you sing more jazz earlier in your career?
I was perceived as a R&B pop artist. So as a consequence, being with a booking agency, the bookings that I got were more like, you know, bookings where people expected me to be more commercial. Yeah. I was literally kind of living a lie. Because I actually sing jazz. I'm actually better at singing jazz than I am singing R&B.
No kidding.
What good is melody? What good is music if it ain't possessing something sweet?
So what is it about Ella that drew you to want to do this sort of tribute performance?
She has been the number one person that I have admired since I was 12. When I first discovered that I could sing, I started listening to singers, and she was the one that I was most impressed with.
Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do-wah-do-wah-do-wah-do-wah-do-wah-do-wah.
I heard Patti LaBelle say very recently, as a matter of fact, that she was singing Over the Rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
And before she sang it, she said, "I am so tired of singing this song," but she knew she had to because the audience demanded it.
They want it.
Do you ever feel that way? You're just so tired of singing, but you know you have to because that song is so closely associated with who you are.
Mm-hmm. Well, Band of Gold would be it, but by the time I get to the end of the show and I'm coming back for that last encore, now that you're gone, a lot of times I will do Band of Gold. And as a matter of fact, I find that it's a good thing because I see people in the audience just light up like, "Oh, you know she's going to do that." Ooh. Of what love could be. And then it's like, it kind of like makes it more of a treat.
I read that about you having, as we all do, ups and downs in life. In 1977, I read that your mother died, which was a painful period for you.
Very.
But the very next year, you gave birth to a son.
I was pregnant when my mother died.
My question is, how does or how do the ups and downs of real life affect your singing?
Oh, wow. It doesn't affect the voice. It affects the emotions. It just made me more aware of where my life was going and what I had to do and my responsibilities. Being pregnant didn't bother me, other than the fact that when it got to a certain point, I had to stop working, you know.
Obviously, but, yeah.
As far as my mother's death was concerned, that affected me a lot because it was heart-wrenching. I had to go. My mother died from breast cancer. And, you know, I was taking her to the hospital, to the doctor's appointments, and just seeing her disappointment every time she came out the door. And it wasn't like you were like looking for like maybe they got some good news, maybe, you know, something changed. It's something I never hope I ever have to go through again. She is a lonely woman. No one to cry to at all.
Here's my final question. Are you excited? Because this is a return to Feinstein's.
Yeah,
you.
Well, the first time I was there, I don't know if I mentioned it, but I was there with Darlene Love. And Darlene and I did an act together where they called it Love and Pain. This time, it's just Frida. Frida doing Ella.
To find the quickest way to get to Harlem.
Frida Payne kicks off her run at Feinstein's tonight. She'll be there performing timeless hits from Ella Fitzgerald until Saturday, March 1st.